On the night before he died. Yeah, fairly familiar words that I say most times I lead us in the Thanksgiving prayer at a communion service. And this is the night before he died. Jesus has just celebrated a Passover meal with his disciples for the very last time. And he's given that Passover meal, that traditional meal, a whole new meaning. Rather than eating a sacrificial lamb to remember the Israelites' deliverance from slavery in Egypt, from here on, eating just the bread and drinking the wine together will be to remember the sacrifice of Jesus' body and blood. And it'll mark our deliverance from slavery to sin. It will be a sacrifice that Jesus will make the following day at Calvary. But now, on this night before he died, after taking the bread and the wine, he and the disciples sing a hymn together, which is probably one of the songs of ascent, one of the Psalms. And then together they go out to Gethsemane. And in the garden, Jesus faces the loneliest, the most agonizing time of all, as he struggles in prayer, wrestling with God's will for what is about to follow, knowing that he faces the most barbaric death in the morning. Meanwhile, the disciples' eyes are heavy from the food and the wine. But for Jesus, here in Gethsemane is where he faces the full reality of all that God's salvation plan for the human race entails personally for him. "My Father, if it is possible," he says, "may this cup be taken from me." Here in Gethsemane, on the night before he died, Jesus has the final opt-in or opt-out choice. Here he faces the final decision whether he will yield his will to God's will. "Yet not as I will," he says, "but as you will." Here in the garden, he gives himself fully to God's salvation plan. It's a plan that, as a member of the Godhead in heaven, he was in on the planning of from eternity past. But now, as a man, he has to choose to carry it through. And it's not just the agony of rejection, humiliation, flogging, and finally crucifixion that will come in the next 12 hours that he must say yes to. There is also something else entailed which is even more painful than all those put together. Let me draw back to the bigger picture. Jesus has lived the perfect human life. He has been the first man since Adam, before the fall, to walk in full and open fellowship with God, untainted by sin. He has modeled this fullness of life to all around him, and he's taught them and us how we can live like that too. But there's a problem. Before we can walk in pure fellowship with God, our sin must be dealt with. We're just not capable of living like Jesus lived. Jesus wants his followers, desires his followers, to walk in the same full, pure, and open fellowship with God the Father that he has had during his human life. But for us to do that, we need a fresh start with a clean slate. And the only way, the only way that that can happen is for Jesus himself to absorb all of the sin of fallen humanity into himself. That's the only one who wouldn't be condemned by that sin or conquered by that sin. He alone could deal with it and break the inevitable consequence of sin for humanity, a broken relationship with the Father. So what was even more painful than the agony of rejection, humiliation, flogging, and even crucifixion? It was the agony of experiencing himself, a broken relationship with his Father. A separation that Jesus had to accept as his, as he bore our sin. For the one and only time in eternity, God the Son was to experience a broken relationship with God the Father. And as he felt that separation from God for the very first time, he was to cry out with the psalmist, my God, why have you forsaken me? It felt like he had been abandoned by the Father just when he needed him most, because humanity's sin got between him and his Father as he bore our sin on the cross. In order for us to be able to experience his full fellowship with the Father, Jesus had to experience our broken relationship with the Father. He had to experience sin in all of its horror. There in Gethsemane, on the night before he died, Jesus wrestled with the upcoming double agony of an excruciatingly painful death and a previously unknown rupture of relationship between him and his Father. As Graham Kendrick puts it, there in the Garden of Tears, my heavy load he chose to bear. His heart with sorrow was torn, yet not my will, but yours, he said. In the garden that evening, Jesus chose, as he wrestled in prayer such that he sweated blood, he chose to absorb sin and its consequences out of love for you, for me, for the human race. He did it so that we might enter into his pure, full, and open relationship with the Father. For the Passover meal, a sacrificial lamb has to die, remembering the sacrifice of a lamb whose blood marked the Israelites' doorposts in Egypt so that the angel of death would pass over their house. But now, in this new covenant, inaugurated on the night before Jesus died, it is Jesus' body and Jesus' blood that will bring safety and deliverance. A broken body we remember through eating broken bread. Shed blood we remember through drinking wine. For, as Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of their sins. We get to share in this covenant. We get to exchange our sinful nature and broken relationship with God for Jesus' perfect relationship with his Father through faith in his sacrifice, remembered tonight in bread and wine, through letting him take all of our sin upon his shoulders at Calvary. So tonight, let's do this in remembrance of him, in remembrance that on the night before he died, there in the Garden of Tears, my heavy load, your heavy load, he chose to bear. Now let's stand and sing, "From Heaven You Came, the Servant King." Yeah, I thought that was there.
That's the communion of it.
I thought, I'm not sure how I'm going to sing it to that tune.
Sorry about that.
Please do be seated for our intercessions. And in each prayer, there will be a time of silence for personal prayer and reflection. Father, on this, the night that he was betrayed, your Son, Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet. We commit ourselves.